Okay, that was fun. I think I'm gonna do this. I think I'm gonna do this podcast. So let's just jump right into a second episode. I got an hour and a half before I got to get to anywhere I gotta be. I woke up real early this morning, really refreshed. I've been splitting up my sleep schedule, my sleep cycle into parts, 'cause I tried a bunch of different sleep stuff. I have insomnia really bad, so I don't sleep much. But with this new job that I have, my hours are flexible enough that I can like be awake and working at like off times and like actually be really useful at work. Even with a weird sleep schedule. So I can just sleep when I'm tired and wake up when I'm not, basically, as long as I don't fall asleep at work. Yeah, it's great. I love it. It's a remote job. And I know I've tried different sleep schedules, and I don't know if anything works for anybody else, but this is what I've been doing recently. I only need about 6 hours of sleep on a normal day. If I'm getting down to four, that's when I start to get manic. My brain starts going really fast, and I get racing thoughts, and it's a whole mess. It's a whole mess. I don't want to be manic. Hypomania, that feels nice, but when you start getting hypomanic, you can get straight to mania really quick. So that's very highly not recommended. I do not recommend it. It is really useful as like I recently went on a work trip to St. Louis, and I was hypo the whole time because I was getting, I think I got 13 hours of sleep in a whole week, and three of those were on the airplane. So it was a rough week. So I came home, I came back, and I just kind of relaxed a bit, and I took most of that week off, not like really, but like I didn't do much besides the minimum work I needed to do. And I had a conversation with my boss about me being bipolar and stuff, and it was a really productive week, even though I didn't do much. I hiked a lot. I went outside and I hiked between 10 and 16 miles a day just in town, because I was like, my brain was so fast and just so crazy, and I just wanted to pay attention to it. I just wanted to pay attention to what was happening in my brain and just relax and walk around and just enjoy the insanity, just enjoy that craziness. And I learned a lot about myself in that amount of time. I'm like earth shattering or anything, but I put pieces together, pieces that I've been putting together for a long time, that that's intuition. I've read a study back in college about that part of life. I don't remember what I was talking about. Something about college. That's not important. We will get back to what we're talking about, which is the name of this podcast, which I just decided is Exmo Stan. That's me, is Exmo Stan. And it's a play on a word, and you're all gonna tell me I'm gonna go to hell, but that's okay. I'm long, long gone. I'm so far gone out of this world that I'm going to outer darkness. That's what I want to say. I'm not going to hell. I'm going to outer darkness. Literally, that is my fate in the universe. And so I'm waiting for something to strike me, so that I can end up in outer darkness, as they say, where it's like just nothingness and you're just in torturous pain the entire time. And this is what happens when you deny the Holy Ghost. I said it on camera. Oh my goodness, this is great. So I'm going to outer darkness. Y'all get to go to y'all. Okay, but hold on. If I tell you about, there is a contractual agreement. If you listen to this podcast, actually, the contract. Mormonism is it's a faith where if you if you don't believe, if you've never heard about Mormonism, then you still got a chance. Like, you still can, you still can get into heaven. But if you hear about it and you don't accept it, then you's going to hell. Yeah, I said it. Hell. Because that's, it's outer darkness. It's outer darkness. You're going, no, you're going to the celestial kingdom. Okay, we can get into the celestials and the terrestrials and the celestials and the degrees of glory and all that. We can get into that. But I just want you all to know, before you listen to any more of this podcast, that by knowing about Mormonism, you are, you enter into an agreement with Elohim and Jehovah, and the Holy Ghost, that you will become a Mormon and do all the Mormon things, or you're going to hell. You're going to the celestial kingdom. Yeah. Or outer darkness. I don't remember which one. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Okay. I am going to pause things while I get up and get ready for the day, and I will see you in, you'll see me in like a quarter of a second. Okay, I'm back, but don't get too excited because I didn't actually get ready. I just hopped back in bed because, well, I mean, I tried to, but I'm too excited to tell this story, this nutball story. I feel like this, I feel like I'm doing like an expose tells all, but no, I'm just telling y'all what's going on in my life. That's it. So I recently started like researching this all again, just a little bit. The thing that really has me upset right now is the Epstein case. And so this is gonna be a little sad overall. Just I'm not angry. I'm not mad at nobody. But there's kids that need protected, you know, like, we'll get into that. That has to do with Joe and his polygamy. And, that's another long story. But today, what are we talking about today? Well, let's just talk about cactuses. I don't know why I want to talk about cactuses. I do know why. I love cacti. Cactums, cactumuses, and I'm gonna not sit on that squeaky part of the bed so you don't have to hear that. it's not even a bed. I'm sleeping on a futon because I'm too lazy to go by a bed. I love it. So, my wonderful life over here, like sitting on a squeaky bed. My first memories are of cacti. Well, my mom loved to collect cacti. It was her thing, you know? Like, she was a gardener, you know, just at heart, and everything about her, she had a green thumb and could make anything grow. And she still has those cacti to this day. You know, they're sitting there at home on the windowsill, and there's Harry Scary. I think Harry Scary died. I think Harry Scary and Casper died. I don't remember though. I gotta go home and I gotta see if Harry Scary and Casper are still alive. And now they got like a banana tree. Like, what? You're in, like, you live within like 50 miles of Canada. Why you got a banana tree in your house? I mean, it lives, it does great. I mean, she's really good at keeping things alive. Apparently, all of us crazy. Oh, I haven't talked about my siblings yet. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. Let's let that happen naturally, and you can just evolve with my family and just experience it for what it was. So when I was born, I had four older sisters. I was the first boy, which, you know, I was the firstborn son, you know. That brought a lot of pressure. I was the firstborn son to my father. And, I don't even know where I'm going with this. We're just starting to talk. We're just gonna get into Nauvoo today. That's what we're gonna do. So we're gonna talk just a little bit about Nauvoo. Not a ton. I don't got a ton of time for that, but yeah, so those are my first memories. We were in Nauvoo. We were in this house. And I don't remember a ton about Nauvoo. I remember kindergarten and hanging out and my birthday and show and tell and, you know, like kid stuff. I remember snapping turtles. And I remember we moved when I was five, so right after kindergarten. So I don't have a lot of memories of living there. I remember going to church and talking. I remember the bishop was our neighbor. But this is more. So let me tell you, these aren't my memories. These are everybody else's memories in the family. So this isn't my firsthand account of all this part of it. I can tell you about the rest of it, about growing up in rural Washington as a Mormon boy. As a Mormon boy. And Idaho and Utah. And we'll get around. We'll get around to the different subcultures of Mormonism. Because there are a lot of people in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that they're good people and they haven't experienced any of this and they haven't, you know, like they've had good lives, lots of them, and I can't blame them if it makes them happy. Like, I can't blame anybody for wanting to believe in this. Nauvoo. So here's kind of how life was in Nauvoo. My dad and mom moved there, I think it was early 80s they moved. It had to have been like 84 maybe. 85, 86. It had to have been 86 because my sister, who is 2 years older than me, was 85 or 86. She was born back, oh my, we gotta go way back to get to that story. Okay, we're not gonna get to Nauvoo today, guys. We're not gonna do it. Oh boy. So my great grandpa was born in 1887. So, and my youngest brother was born 14 years after me, which was 2001. So the age gap difference between my youngest brother and my great-grandpa, which is great-grandpa, grandpa, dad, son, four generations, three gaps, three generational gaps, was 114 years. So you do some math there. I'll let you just... I am older. I am older. Like, not older just person-wise, but my childhood and upbringing and growth and knowledge and all that, when someone says you're an old soul, like, that's what I'm talking about, is I, like, if you and I went back and found our common ancestor, if it was on that side of the family at least, I would be, like, four generations or, like, 10 generations, and you'd be, like, 10 or 20, you know, like, that's what happened. Like, I know my family tree. We Mormons, I can say it if it's about me. Amen. So when I was a kid, I did a lot of genealogy work. My mom is really into genealogy work. So That's part of the culture. You know, Ancestry.com, that's a really great thing to come out of the Mormon movement, is a staying towards the land and like caring about those things. And the current culture is shifting into like this political nonsense. But I mean, kind of the idea, at least in my neck of the woods, was we're gonna spend our time and our effort and our extra resources to like do food storage and like build root cellars, and like that was just what we did, you know? That's just what we did growing up. Yeah, so there's that. My more recent family history, one of my great grandpas immigrated to Ennis, Montana, when he was, I don't know, whatever. I just know that. He was from Crimea, that's what I wanted to say. And on another side, the Chantry side, the Chantries, apparently the story goes that there were two brothers in England and they got kicked out for desecrating I believe the story 100%, for desecrating a statue. And they kind of got, you got to go or go to jail, you know? So they booked it to America before someone, like, they could get caught or something. And then that was it. And they've been here since, like, 1700s. And another side, the Patterson side, I think, was here in, like, Jamestown, you know, like my family knows their history. They know where we come from. So hey, that's nuts. My grandpa Chantry, he was a logger. He was born in Polson, Montana, and he you know, just lots of ties to the land and whatnot. But he was a logger. He moved to Spokane and ended up moving up to a place called Lost Creek, up in the middle of nowhere. And he was logging. Everyone was logging. It was a big logging boom back in the 30s, I think. I don't remember. I think Diamond Matchstick Company used to be up there or something. And this has nothing to do with Mormonism. Why am I telling you all this? It's important. This is the backstory. This is the backstory to the backstory to the backstory. So you gotta know the details. So my grandpa was up there, and then everyone started to move away when the logging industry kind of faded off, and he ended up just buying a bunch of the land that was there, and ended up with like 4,000 acres, like just crazy, or 2,000 acres. I think it was 2,000 acres they ended up with when it was all was said and done. And a lot of it's like riverfront properties, that like undeveloped land, and just it's nice. It's nice up there. It's beautiful up there. I love being up in Pend'Oreille County, Washington. It is beautiful. It's just so close to home, and not that I don't want to go back. I go back all the time, but man, it's just drama. It's just family. It's just Mormonism. It's crazy. It's crazy, and no one will ever understand it, but family drama. And then there's normal family drama in there too, you know, like on the other side of the family that aren't the nutball ones. Okay, so that's the backstory. And my dad, we're back here. We're back. My dad is born in Spokane. And then they are from the area. And there's the whole Knowles clan. I said those words already, so I'll just say them. I'm not gonna, I don't care. That's my name. It's my name. The Knowles clan family, they got ties to like Irving Castle, border of Scotland. There's Scots, Nova Scotia, and all that. That's kind of that line. My great grandpa was a great dude. Maybe I'll talk about him sometime. He was like the oldest relative that I personally met. And he just had stories. Like that's how I live my life, is on stories. Okay, so that's my backstory. So they're up in Washington, Bonner's, that whole area. Bonner's Ferry, y'all, anybody who knows a little bit about the polygamy movements after Joe, or after Wilford Woodruff, or whoever it was that did the whole, we're going to not do the polygamy thing no more, and we're going to rebrand and become the corporation, the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Boom, I said it. Makes me happy to say that phrase, like, so smoothly, because I know what it is. And I can't say words smoothly. I just can't. It just doesn't happen in my brain. My brain does not run from point A to point B. It does not. It's a tree. There's a tree, and I'm on the trunk for once, and then I'm on a branch, and then I'm on another branch, and then I'm on a leaf, and then we have to come back slowly sometimes. Okay? So you know the whole complexity of this thought. So when I was born, I had four older sisters. Each of them 2 years apart. The oldest, all four of them actually were born in Pendre County, that whole area. My dad was helping out on the farm, I think. So he met my mom logging for her dad. And they fell in love, and they had a beautiful courtship. And they went, and this is the 70s. I think 77 they got married, and then 79 my first sister was born, and that was up at Sam's house, which was like the blue house on the ranch. My dad was living there, and I think they were over by St. Michelle's maybe for a little while. I don't remember. St. Michelle's is another house up there, and that's where my grandma was like living for the like remainder of her life before she died. She was up there for the whole time I knew her, she was in that little house. So we got St. Michelle's, we got Sam's house, we got my sister. So three of my sisters are born there. And then my last, that sister were just above me, 2 years. So it's 79, 81, 83, 85. We're 1985. And in 1985, my sister was born by a midwife. So that's another fun story we could... midwifery. My mom is a nurse, and she loves it, and she's great at it. She's an obstetrician. I think she does some management or something now, but whatever. Anyway, lots of stuff about children and babies and kids, just because you will see through the course of this. I will not give you the punchline on this one. I'm gonna make this a mystery. You're gonna have to meet my family as they come up. So, my sister was born midwifery. They moved in 86, and then because my dad was going to school to finish his degree or something about engineering, something, he ended up doing computer science in 86. Or some sort of, he's a programmer. And he, very, very smart guy, went back, he was going to get his master's degree and stuff, but, you know, whatever. So, there's all that. I was born in 87, and then my next two siblings were born there, three siblings. Next three siblings. So then I got two sisters and a brother after that. So there's six girls and me, and then finally I get my little brother. I'm 5 years old at this point, so there was a strange gap where there are three kids in 5 years. I'm telling you, there were three kids in 5 years instead of the normal 2, 2, 2. You're messing it all up on me. Okay, and this is really, really, really important to point out. Up to this point, and even like for a this will come up later. Every boy in the family has an odd birthday, and every girl has an even birthday. Chew on that. I don't know why. I don't know why that's important, but it is. Okay, so we're sitting there, this family of seven, and we would go out. We would do lots of fun stuff. Man, Nauvoo was so fun. There were geodes. We'd crack geodes all the time. We would go down to the river. There was always rain, just so much rain. We're snapping turtles in the river, and we would go on tours. You know, we would like volunteer to like help out with the pageants and the, like all that. Like, we were part of the community. Like, we were, and still, when my family goes back, like they're known there. Like, it's they're part of the community. Like, they haven't been back in a long time, but you know, they keep those ties with like the bishop and the stake president back in the day. And to anyone who doesn't know what a bishop or a stake president is, or what any of these words mean, we will get into it, just not today. And if you're just furtively googling this, just sit back and relax. Take my suggestions. Go watch Legacy, like I said last time. Okay, just go watch Legacy. It's a great film. I have more. I wanted to talk about the work and the glory today, but I'm running out of time. It will be today, because I think I'm just gonna like bust this all out and just have like a big long, just like a bunch of little half hour snippets of just random shit, and maybe do it in a week or something. But because I'm bored. And yeah, that's where we at. That is where we at. I'm born. I'm 5 years old. I'm going to kindergarten, doing show and tell, playing with snapping turtles. My family is super into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints religion, because we're not supposed to say LDS no mo. This is going to be difficult. Okay. I think that's what I got for the day. I think I should pause there. I'm coming up on blanks. I'm 5 years old. Everything's going good. I will dive right in after this on, like life in Nauvoo in the 80s, 90s, early 90s. Just briefly, and then we'll just go from there. See what happens.